percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious.
It's that time. I think I've got the Kona blend going this morning. I like to mix it up. Hi there. Hope you're having a good morning. Happy weekend. Finally, Halloween behind us. But the spooky continues. It doesn't stop just because Halloween's over. Doctor Strange in a minute. But first, breaking news, a UFO has been found. Well, the guy who thought he found a UFO was really excited about it. Said he came out of a dive and he said, "My God, I found a UFO. The strangest thing I've ever seen." They were doing a diving trip near Banks Island, and now the Royal Canadian Navy is on a mission to see if they have discovered the, well, not the UFO, but a lost nuke. Apparently, and there's a book that came out earlier this year talking about this, and it was the U.S. had to admit to losing its first nuclear bomb. They call it the first Broken Arrow codename. But this guy possibly may have discovered it. He said he got a little far from the boat, found something he'd never seen before, looked like a bagel cut in half, and around the bagel, the bolts were molded into it. You see, this is like one of those things, charades. Looks like, sounds like, feels like, maybe. But the bagel, what I did was I compared it to the recent MOD files. They did a little, another Daily Mail did a little blurb overview of the guy who says he's a conspiracy theorist. And he says, you know what? They just are hiding so many things, even though they put out this stuff. And he says he has it from the top guy, that they are just giving you just like the tip of the iceberg. But I went to see the pictures that they put on, which is really cool. Malcolm Robinson is the source of this. And the pictures, I don't see a bagel. I see lots of dinner plate kind of things. See, I've got one of those. Dinner, one looks like a bumblebee sideways, but most of them are more dinner plate-esque or oval-esque. And then the story in there is also really interesting because one of the and thousands of these stories, but the one that is the kids who talked about, they had, "We want you to come with us." It's a lemon-shaped head. Two young boys in Staffordshire said that that's what approached them, was the lemon-shaped head thing. Anyway, we don't have time to go into all this. The upshot is People of Earth, the new series, slam dunk. You will believe, or you will really enjoy it. Unfortunately, I don't have TV. So I have to wait for the DVDs to come out because I was able to see the free one. And I'm not going to lie and try and, you know, say, yes, I'm subscriber to such and such and so, because no, I'm still too cheap to do that. Well, or too resourceful, innovative, whatever you want to call it, because there's so much stuff out there that you don't have to worry about TV anymore. Except that one got me, all right? Today only, well, that's what the advertisement says. The Exorcist Christmas ornament. You know, Christmas is coming and now everybody's advertising because the Halloween is kind of the cutoff for that. Christmas music will be starting shortly, probably within 30 seconds somewhere. If it hasn't already kicked in, it's kicked in over the loudspeakers at many retail shops, including one Eddie Bauer. Okay, this is a Christmas ornament, and apparently, I'm not up on all this, but there's been a trend, but this might be the best of the trend, and you can check it out in Week in Weird. I'll put it on the Wendy's Coffee House blog spot, but yeah, this one is pretty darn creepy. I don't even know if I should, well, an ornament. Some of these, they're like, okay, if you're going to go into the House of Fright, like the edge of hell, this would be perfect on their Christmas tree. Laura, pass this along. This is one they need for their Christmas tree because this is frightening. Frightening enough just looking at it. But it's something with a stake through it, and that's pretty much it. All right, at the box office.
You think you know how the world works? What if I told you the reality you know is one of many?
Yes.
This doesn't make any sense.
Not everything does. Not everything has to.
Yeah, it was kind of lackluster at the box office.
$82 million.
Change the trend. No, I'm not talking about Doctor Strange being lackluster. Kicking, yeah, at the box office. Now, the problem is that if you are a comic book person who really, really had this in your mind in a completely different way, there's a lot of not-so-loving response from a small contingent that says, mm-mm. And a couple of reviewers, which I quickly ignored, and went on to the other review that I think is really the best, New York Times. Okay, so there they go. And they said it's Doctor Strange and his most excellent adventure. The recommendation on this is 3D because of all the Escher-type special effects. And everybody, no matter if they don't like the movie, for the most part, it's agreement that the special effects are really, really top-notch. So that's worth going just to see what they do with that and the special effects. All right, you want to go see the Chinese moon, the supermoon? No. That's the Chinese way to view it, the moon viewing flight. And apparently people book these things years in advance. But this is the way you... I'm like, there's a whole club. There's a cult that follows the supermoons. But this is the best way to view it. So I'm not going to... Too many details to get you hooked up with that. But we'll do that again, Wendy's Coffee House. And the viral of the week is the ice cream dog. Ice cream truck's most loyal customer. Now, you've probably seen it before. But it's worth a repeat. Just because of that... Look in his eyes like, oh, please, don't you just have one little treat for me. My guest today, Penny Kelly, Consciousness and Energy. And she's, her story, so many fantastic things. Kundalini Awakening, Men in Robes, which is like an ET type thing. Working with William Levengood, who did some extraordinary research science. Ed Edwards, we've talked with him before. He's the one who helped Ed validate some of his funky, incredible electronic quirks. Next on Wendy's Coffee House.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO. Eben Alexander, neurosurgeon Eben Alexander, had an amazing near-death experience, and it changed his life. We'll talk with the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Proof of Heaven, and now The Map of Heaven, and find out what exactly changed after he underwent that incredible near-death experience. Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO. Miss the show? Catch the download podcast and the archives at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
At New Horizon Ranch, we believe that every child is capable of greatness. Over the last 10 years, unique programs, dedicated volunteers, and horse partners have helped children and adults of all ages improve physical strength, relational, and cognitive skills. Sometimes it's reading to our miniature horses, and sometimes it's riding. But it's always therapeutic and educational. Learn more about what we do and how you can get involved at newhorizonranch.org.
The Christmas spirit lives in Weston. Join Father Christmas in Weston November 12th as he arrives to officially start the holiday season. He'll lead the children's holiday parade on Main Street and the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Carriage rides start at noon. Christmas carolers, refreshments, and souvenirs for the children all add to the festival spirit of this special occasion. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for details and check our calendar for other special holiday events. Your dog can analyze holiday kitchen smells 40 times better than you can. So if this talent leads to trouble, get him to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. Poultry bones are dangerous for pets. Get your furry checked out immediately if his nose leads him astray. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000 square foot indoor facility boasts a regulation sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check btlacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off season. BTLacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
Immerse yourself in a classic cinema experience at the 16th Annual Kansas International Film Festival, November 4th through 10th. Join visiting filmmakers and screen actors for the best in local, regional, and national documentary, narrative, and animated filmmaking. Voted one of the top 25 festivals in the country. Purchase festival passes or movie tickets online at kansasfilm.com or at the Glenwood Arts Theater box office. The Kansas International Film Festival. As Bogey would say,
he's looking at you, kid.
Give a gift that helps feed a city. The Giving Grove helps communities grow, harvest, and share healthy food by planting fruit trees, nuts, and berries at local Kansas City schools, churches, and in low-income underserved neighborhoods. To date, The Giving Grove has planted nearly 1,500 fruit and nut trees, which will provide over 180 tons of fresh food each year over the life of these trees. You can help by planting a tree. A donation of $50 pays for the tree, supplies, and community education needed for caring of the trees. Visit givinggrove.org to donate your tree.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
My guest, Penny Kelly. Three books you can check out on consciousness and energy. Fabulous. I mean, really, there are three volumes with a ton of energy. And if you've ever done any research into, you know, the unexplored, the unexplained, the unaccountable, the unusual, Penny's kind of got it all wrapped up in a nice, neat and tidy package. Hey, Penny, thank you. I appreciate you talking with us this morning.
You're so welcome. It's good to be with you again.
Okay, what was the first one? Was it about the elves at Lilyfield Farm? What was your, when you first started really getting into this, what kicked everything off for you?
The first one was a book called The Evolving Human. That really was my effort to, like, try to explain what is going on, because I had had this full-blown Kundalini experience, and it just changed my life overnight. And it doesn't always do it that way, but, you know, if it's a full spontaneous thing and you haven't worked up to it gradually and you're not trying for it, and, of course, I didn't even know such a thing existed. So that first book was about that effort to pull it all together and to say, okay, what's been going on? What? And I had always kept a diary, and so I drew from that quite a bit and just, you know, just tried to put it all out there. My thought was, oh, my God, what if this was happening to someone else? They would be going crazy. I thought I was going crazy. So,
well, and then some of the stuff you talk about, this is why Dr. Strange, the opening of this show this weekend, is such a spot-on kind of thing, because it's just absolutely mind-boggling to think that when this happens in a certain way, it can also happen in various degrees, exactly like they're putting out in that movie. So I thought, wow, what a perfect time to have you talk about it.
Yeah, you can go, you can do prayer, you can do meditation, you can do a slow, steady progression to move your consciousness. But when a full-blown Kundalini event happens, it's a full awakening of consciousness, and then you have unlimited consciousness that is never off, doesn't sleep, and in which you know a lot of things that you didn't have any clue it was even possible to know. And, you know, time and distance make no difference. It's like they don't exist.
I think I heard somebody ask you at one point, do you know when I'm thinking of you?
Yeah. And I said, yes, I do. And they were so upset. You know, they said, oh, no, you're going to read all my sexual thoughts. And I actually had to say, you know what? I really don't care. You know, I'm not judging.
Yeah, some things are just, you know, that's non-essential, okay?
That's right.
So that gets into, so what is it that you do now and that you do know that is different than before when it wasn't so in your face?
Oh, my gosh. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just say a couple of simple things. One of the things I do is look at people's past lives. I look at my own past lives. You know, they all kind of play in together. They come to a focal point, and they have an influence. Another thing that I do that I would never have dreamed of doing is when someone has a parent who is very, very ill and hanging on and hanging on. I did this with my own mother. This was how I discovered it. I decided, let me take her over to the other side, which is a place that people go to when, you know, when they have passed over. And so I took my own mother, thinking if she sees how beautiful this place is, if she understands where she's going, maybe she will let go. I hated to see her suffer. Oh, my God, it was so difficult. I still cry when I think about it. And then, you know, I took her over the first time. It wasn't very successful. She wasn't able to stay awake very well. She didn't respond very well. But, you know, I took her back and thought that was a waste. And then I took her over a second time a few weeks later thinking, well, let's try again. And she didn't say anything, but she was much more alert. And then when I took her over the third time, she said, I think I'll stay. And then I got a call the next day, come quick, she's dying. She won't last the day. And so, you know, I started ferrying people over to the other side, people who had been lingering, hanging on, totally afraid, or just, you know, taking people over who have terminal cancers and things like that. And it really helps to see that there is a place that's very similar to this place, except for there's no crime, there's no illness, there's no disease. You know, the rest of the family is already over there. You know, that kind of thing. So that's very, very different. You know, one of the things I do is look at what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. So it's kind of a precognitive thing. There's all sorts of things. You know,
okay,
talk with the weather, communicate, you know, affect the weather. There's lots of things.
Okay, my question is, for people who would like to get away from their family, is that an option too?
I don't know if that would work.
Okay, well, hell has its own special meaning.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think, you know, just on that note, there are many, many worlds out there. And, you know, some of them are heaven worlds, and some of them are hell worlds, and some of them are fantasy worlds, and some of them are so different that you can't really describe them.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why I thought Dr. Strange is such a wonderful introduction to this kind of thinking. Well, and the first book that you had, Consciousness, and I'm talking with Penny Kelly, the first book, Consciousness and Energy, Volume 1, Multidimensionality and a Theory of Consciousness. Number 2, New Worlds of Energy, and number 3, History and Consciousness. And you kind of bring it all into where that has played out. That's the most recent, but I wanted to also bring back into it, before this happened, you kept a diary, and so you had already had a few interesting and unconventional types of...
Yeah.
In other words, you weren't just a complete novice.
No.
Okay.
No, I was not. I have been... the Kundalini event happened in... The full event happened in February 1979, and then continued on for 3 years, and, you know, you're totally changed. You're totally transformed. I left, you know, my job and just basically hid in my house for probably a year, trying to get my perception under my control again, because it wasn't behaving. So, you know, so I hid.
Yeah, okay. And what was your job before?
I was an engineer for Chrysler.
Okay, so see, this is normal, all right? This is not like, oh, somebody out there trying to do all sorts of hocus pocus and stuff.
Yeah.
This is a real normal, what we would say, day-to-day with nothing, you know, too funky on the sidelines. And all of a sudden you have the Kundalini awakening, which throws
right.
you off the map for 3 years. When did the, the robes, was that prior? Or?
No, that was part of that whole avalanche of events that started happening. When your consciousness opens up, you are free to become aware of, to communicate with other forms of consciousness, other beings. And what I discovered was that there was this whole world of conscious beings of all sorts, all sizes, all shapes, all intentions out there. And the little men in brown robes were a group who started visiting me, you know, saying, hey, we want to show you some pictures. And I was just freaking out at first. And finally I thought, if I look, maybe they'll go away. And then I started to see, you know, what they wanted to show me, the pictures. It wasn't just a one-time thing. That went on for almost 2 years. And it was always pictures of the future. And the future, this was 1979, 80, and 81. The future they were showing me was right now, like from 2000, 2010. The most intense part was 2016, 17, and 18. And I think we're in that right now. You know, it's fairly intense. And you can see the, you know, the incredible shift of consciousness that people are trying to make, or I can see it anyway. And I think we're about to have a test here next Tuesday on Election Day. What kind of consciousness do we want to live by? So it's a real difficult test, too. So, you know, the whole thing introduced me to elves, introduced me to, you know, beings that some might call angels, to messengers, to beings from other dimensions. And so my world is a little bit richer, I think, in that way than most people.
Okay, now when you have these experiences, though, with different energies, do you see them around other people? Can you connect them with their other, with their collective?
Not very easily. You have to have a wide range of frequencies that you're capable of addressing, hearing, seeing, and interacting with. And my range, since Kundalini happened, is about four times more than the average person. And I think that accounts for why I have, you know, and I can also enter two states of consciousness at once. And that's, I've been told that that's really unprecedented. When I see it on the screen, you know, on the computer screen, even I am amazed. And it's like, oh, well, that's what's happening. Okay, yeah.
And well, was William Levengood, was he the one who helped you get that awareness?
No, there was a researcher down in the Washington, D.C. area, I think near Arlington, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he and a Japanese tech guy were doing quite a bit of research into brain frequencies, and they were looking for states of consciousness where you would have perfect learning, no interference from bias, no interference from fears, no blockages in terms of, you know, it's too complicated, I can't get this, you know, none of that kind of stuff. And so he happened to know me because I was a member of the Society for Accelerated Teaching and Learning, and he was also a member, and he brought his equipment. And, you know, just said, okay, why don't you, you know, put this thing on your head. It's like a band with all kinds of electrodes attached to it, kind of, you know, futuristic.
Yeah.
And they hook you up to the computer, and you can see what you're doing with your consciousness.
Hold on, because that's like a whole different, that's a Matrix kind of deal here. We're talking with Penny Kelly. Three versions, Consciousness and Energy, Volume 1, 2, and 3. We're going to talk more about her incredible Kundalini awakening, and then we're going to throw crop circles, men in robes, all sorts of stuff in there, because at that level, anything is possible. And that's why we're talking about it, because when Dr. Strange is right here in front of you on the box office screen, you can say, whoa, somebody's doing that. Somebody's already done that. And it's still happening, and it might be possible in some way, shape, or form for you to at least get a clue. Coming up on Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. The Christmas spirit lives in Weston. Join Father Christmas in Weston November 12th as he arrives to officially start the holiday season. He'll lead the children's holiday parade on Main Street and the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Carriage rides start at noon. Christmas carolers, refreshments, and souvenirs for the children all add to the festival spirit of this special occasion. Visit westonmo.com or download the new Weston mobile app for details and check our calendar for other special holiday events.
goats may have discovered its magical benefits first, but we humans caught on quick. Imported directly from the source, Revo Cup boasts authentic Ethiopian coffee beans hand-picked and naturally dried by the sun. Single-origin coffee beans gathered by Ethiopian families, expertly ground and brewed at Revo Cup. Isn't it time you experienced coffee as it was originally intended? Visit Revo Cup at College in Quivira and Revo Cup South 135th in Quivira.
CBS News Update. A straightforward Donald Trump, not at a rally, but giving the Republican Saturday address this morning, 3 days before the election.
This is not just a campaign. It's a movement. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to take our government back from the donors and the special interests and return the power to you, the American people.
Trump and Hillary Clinton both make appearances today in Florida, which CBS News ranks as a toss-up state. Beyonce turned on the power in Cleveland. She was at a Clinton rally.
We have unfinished business to do, more barriers to break, and with your help, a glass ceiling to crack once and for all.
People who wanted to vote early in Arizona lined up. College student Trevor Spaniola found the doors locked before he could get in.
I've waited 20 years of my life to vote, and now I'm not going to be able to vote because some guy wanted to get home a half an hour early.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
The weekend starts out very mild. Skies will stay mostly clear overnight, and it will be cool as the low drops to 49. South-southeast winds will be light on Saturday. Couple that with a mostly sunny sky, and the high works to 71. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Gary Gamble.
Stop being drained by energy vampires. A full energy audit from Eric's Energy will expose the pesky problems plaguing your home. Weatherization, insulation, and other energy-saving technologies installed by experienced, reliable technicians will drive a stake through the heart of what's tormenting you. Call 816-537-5100 or visit us at ericsenergy.com. 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 Garlic optional.
When a nightlight speaks and only you can understand it, do you listen? Or pretend that your imagination is merely playing tricks? Talking to Nightlights is a revitalizing spiritual guide that follows a woman's inspirational journey to learn the power that can be harnessed by losing fear and suspending disbelief. Available now on Kindle and paperback at Amazon.com.
Your dog can analyze holiday kitchen smells 40 times better than you can. So if this talent leads to trouble, get him to Rock Hill Pet Clinic in Brookside. Rock Hill Pet is a full-service small animal hospital with in-house lab services, digital radiology and ultrasound, even progressive techniques like laser therapy and acupuncture, all to help provide your pet with a happier, longer life. Poultry bones are dangerous for pets. Get your furry checked out immediately if his nose leads him astray. Contact Rock Hill Pet Clinic at 816-333-0973 or visit rockhillpetclinic.com. Stressed out and need a little bit of a timeout? You've heard me talk about floating KC before, but I want to give you some more details. If you're thinking it might be a little tank and you're worried about being claustrophobic, no, that isn't the way this works. These are float rooms, zero gravity float rooms. You can check it out. They're in Waldo in Kansas City, and find out more at floatingkc.com. Overstressed, need a little extra TLC, relaxation, no interruptions, no sounds, completely, totally stress-free. Try Floating KC.
FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
A lot of magic all over the world. Hidden, unseen. Wendy's Coffee House, Talk Radio KCMO. If you catch anything in here that you want to find out a little bit more about, check out the website, wendyscoffeehouse.com. It's also just Wendy's Coffee House blogspot. And then the download, of course, the podcast archives are up there. Penny Kelly's my guest, Consciousness and Energy, and it's a whole different view of the world after somebody's had a Kundalini awakening because it kind of blows the format. The hard drive is gone, and you have an entirely new computer that you have no clue how to use, but it's incredibly awesome, like we're talking about Dr. Strange there on the big screen. So this is what you're dealing with,
And we were talking about how some things were changing, but I also wanted to point back into the be here now part of it, where your kids go, Mom, you're driving us crazy. Could you please get back to reality? Thanks for kids. So go ahead and pick up that helmet on your head, which pretty much is a scene out of The Matrix, where you automatically, you put the helmet. And this, what year was this that you were having that experience he was researching?
Oh, gosh, I think probably there were two or three of those. And the last one was maybe 2006.
Okay.
So,
were they making...
it was really very, very fascinating, because what you see is when your brain is producing, let's say beta frequency. Beta is your normal frequency range for everyday perception. You could see alpha, you could see beta, you could see theta, you could see delta, you could see high beta. And, I was just astounded. One of the things that I had been told when I was first doing research, or one of the things I picked up was that you have to go down to, they would say, to level, or you would have to go to get into alpha. And what I discovered, so I thought that was what was happening, when I would try to use these gifts that I had. You have to kind of pull your perception out of the everyday and put it somewhere else. And so I thought I was going into alpha, and it turned out I was not. I was way up. Alpha is about, 9 to 12, maybe 10 cycles per second, 9, 10, 11, somewhere right in there. And beta runs from about 12 to a little bit, close to 15, 20, somewhere in there. And then high beta is when you get above, in that 15 to 20 range, you're on the cusp of a high beta, and then above that. You get into gamma, you're up at 30 or 40 cycles per second, and most people can only, jump up there for a minute and hold for a minute, and then they're out of it. And what we discovered was that I could go up into that frequency, stay there, continue to operate there, and continue to talk with my entire body still in alpha, and, or the low ranges of beta, and could move back and forth between the two very fluidly. And so what I realized was, that's what gives me the ability to still keep on operating in the world.
The fascinating part, because usually if you would have that kind of separation, you wouldn't have the ability to speak, because you would be disconnected from that state of, just normal day-to-day operating function.
Yeah. Yeah, and it isn't difficult for me at all. And I think one of the things that, that was so confounding to me in the beginning was the ability to enter two places at once, two times at once, and to kind of operate in both and transfer information back and forth. And I think one of the things that I want to mention, that which is a little bit off the track of these, this equipment, was that I discovered that there are ways to create alternate realities. And because people have this amazing inbuilt sort of natural reaching for something that is better, higher than themselves, brings them into a state of more integrity and, higher consciousness, or what I'm going to call a more expansive consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Is this whole ability to really stop, put your attention on the kind of world that you want to live in, and literally envision every detail, feel every detail, see yourself moving through that world. And literally, that then becomes an option for people to draw from. And I have used that a number of times in some cases that were pretty rough or even hopeless. And I discovered that by accident working with my daughter, and I've used it since then. And I think that that's another very, very powerful thing, that when you create an alternate to, let's say you've had a very rough life, and you then go in, or somebody goes in, doesn't even have to be you, and envisions exactly the kind of life that you would have loved to have had, then that world, that set of emotional and feeling and motion kinds of frequencies actually exists out there. And what we have is a natural tendency to reach for the highest and the best that we can get. If nobody's created that for us, we don't know that it exists and we don't reach for it. So I think that that is a very important capacity that has been either not known or not utilized nearly enough. And gradually what happens is people begin reaching for that better place, and they slowly work themselves out of whatever difficulty they're in, whether that's depression, whether that's anger, whatever. It's just a very, very powerful way of creating reality and contributing to reality in a way that makes the world a better place for all.
Well, people have talked about vision boards and things like that, and I know a cartoonist who, well, Jim Carrey had that $1 million check he carried around in his wallet. That was a story. There was another, the guy who created Dilbert, he had a vision of himself being the number one cartoonist, and after a couple of deaths and all that, the circumstances changed, and he... But they actively set a little piece of reality into place, into cement, concrete, and said, this is where I'm going.
That's right.
And then it happened. So it's something, I'm drawing an analogy to, that's kind of what you're inspiring in people.
Yeah, that is really true. And, you know, as a mother, I did that for a daughter who was really struggling. And there were certain terms that came up while I was creating that I had not used before. And about three or four days later, she called me on the phone and said, Mom, I have to do something different with my life. I have to do this. I need to do that. And the whole theme behind this alternate creation that I had done was that it was, for her to take better care of herself. And that was, the statement that she made was, I've decided I need to take better care of myself. And then she used a term of endearment that I had used in this alternate creation. And she didn't know that I had done that, Mm-hmm. That was totally, she was 200-300 miles away. And I hadn't talked to her for weeks. And so it was really kind of powerful to discover that, oh, my God, she's reaching for that. Oh, my God, she's made the decision. Oh, my God, that kind of thing.
Well, and so for some people say thoughts are things, and this is a very concrete example of how powerful a focused thought can be.
Right, and it took me probably an hour, maybe even more than that, to do this creation, because I walked through an entire day that I knew was a decision point in her life. And I wanted a redecision. And so I just picked that day, and I did different things. And so, those different things set in motion the kind of love, the kind of security, the kind of thing that she needed. And I was stunned when it actually worked, So, and I've been using that ever since.
Okay. Now, a question, because a lot of times those are those extraordinary and very purposeful kinds of activities, but they can be derailed for people who aren't at your consciousness level if there's something that's an underlying fear, something that makes us anxious, and we're right in the middle of that kind of anxiety pressure point right now with the circumstances. How do people get outside of that and visualize an outcome, well, for the highest good, for, in your best interest, whatever? How do you navigate that one?
I think the basic technique that I use is, I don't have any fear, and I think the reason I don't, partly because of all the work that I've done on myself because of Kundalini, but because when a fear comes up or something that frightens me, I make peace with it right away. I say, yep, that might happen. Yep, I might have to deal with that. Yep, I might have to go there. I might have to look at that. I might have to feel that. I might have to know that. I might have to take responsibility for that. And that really undoes a huge amount of fear. If you don't want to look at it, it's got you on the run. then you can't really do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you stop it right there. And it makes it more concrete, actually.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing that, you know, I mean, there's junk that happens. There's stuff that we don't want to have happen. You know, somebody dies. You have to cry. You have to cry.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel, you know, all the stuff that you weren't feeling before. And I think that's the major thing that Kundalini really does. It forces you to feel. It forces you to face who you are. It forces you to know you can't hide from yourself. And that is a huge, it leads to peace. It leads to this deep, unshakable peace. You know, that regardless of what's happening, you know, you're okay.
We're going to come back from that piece for just a moment because we need to take a look. You took a real in-depth search of media and all sorts of things that we're bombarded with, commercials, you know, marketing, advertising, and that's in Volume 3. Let's come back and just take a quick peek at that without causing any anxiety or undue stress.
Okay. All right.
And just we got to take a break, okay? So we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Penny Kelly and maybe throw in a crop circle next on Talk Radio KCMO, Wendy's Coffee House.
Immerse yourself in a classic cinema experience at the 16th Annual Kansas International Film Festival, November 4th through 10th. Join visiting filmmakers and screen actors for the best in local, regional, and national documentary, narrative, and animated filmmaking. Voted one of the top 25 festivals in the country. Purchase festival passes or movie tickets online at kansasfilm.com or at the Glenwood Arts Theater box office. The Kansas International Film Festival. As Bogey would say,
he's looking at you, kid.
Hey, baseball and softball moms and dads. Want to help your superstar stay in the game? BTL Academy just opened a brand new training and development center in Shawnee. Open to individuals and teams, the 17,000 square foot indoor facility boasts a regulation sized turf infield, plus plenty of room for hitting and long toss. Coaches know it takes year-round training to be an accomplished athlete. Check btlacademy.com for a complete listing of skill camps, clinics, and indoor leagues. Compete in the BTL Indoor 6-on-6 Baseball or Softball League. Hitting, pitching, catching, and fielding. BTL private instructors are available to help players hone their skills and overcome any weaknesses in their game. In today's youth sports environment, there is no off-season. btlacademy.com, because the game is played between the lines.
Wendy's Coffee House, 6 a.m. Saturday mornings on Talk Radio KCMO. Shows in the archives now include Doug Hayes. He survived an incredible accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down. He survived, recovered full mobility, and an ability to heal. Jeffrey Mishloff, the PK man. Ted Owens is deceased, but the legacy he left behind is incredible. Did he have extraordinary PK powers? The PK man, Ted Owens, Jeffrey Mishloff, that show also in the archives. Check him out at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Unchain, unwind at Rico's for lunch. Enjoy classic, tasteful Italian cuisine in a unique hideaway at the southeast quarter of College and Quivira. Ask about our daily lunch specials or enjoy a wood-fired pizza with a specialty salad. Our delicious lunch menu is complemented by a global wine selection, including 25 varietals served by the glass. Full menu featured at ricoskc.com. Join us for lunch weekdays at Rico's.
Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO. Eben Alexander, neurosurgeon Eben Alexander, had an amazing near-death experience, and it changed his life. We'll talk with the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Proof of Heaven, and now The Map of Heaven, and find out what exactly changed after he underwent that incredible near-death experience. Wendy's Coffee House on Talk Radio KCMO. Miss the show? Catch the download podcast and the archives at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
I never dreamed that any mere physical experience could be so stimulating.
KCM.
Oh!
KCMO.
That would be the Kundalini Awakening. Okay, fine. Hi there, Wendy's Coffee House Talk Radio, KCMO. My guest, Penny Kelly, has an extraordinary story and several of those to go, you know, subheading extraordinary, extraordinary, XXXXXXX. Okay. This is what changes you in ways that you can't really articulate. you just kind of have to live it out and see what happens. And when your kids are around you telling you, okay, you're freaking me out, Mom. I just want to go to school. I just want to have a normal life. And then you do some of the things like the wizard behind the scenes. You pull back the curtain and say, this is what's going on with the media. That had to be, I mean, you had no idea where you were going with this stuff when it started back in 1970-aught.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I really didn't. And, you know, and I'm a curious kid, curious cat to begin with. And so when I got to a place, you know, probably 3-4 years ago where it was like, okay, lots of difficulties, lots of challenges, and you end up at some point in your life, you have to decide what it is you know. What do you believe in? What do you think? And that's where I got to. And so I started, you know, my mother died, and, you know, and then my heroes all died, and then my church died, and I discovered that I had to figure out for myself, what did I know and what did I believe in? And I had to go with my own experiences and my own perception. Because if you go with somebody else's, then you're not living your life and you don't have any truth and you don't have any place to stand.
Right. I was going to say, you're on shaky ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so I started, you know, doing this deep look for, you know, where's the truth? And I ran into just one illusion, one set of lies, one set of misrepresentations, you know, around. My first hero was, you know, Carlos Castaneda.
Yes.
And that just went out the window when I discovered that he was a fraud. I was so disappointed. It was like, oh, my gosh. You know, I went back and I reread all of his books looking intuitively mm-hmm. for places where it wasn't true. And I found very few, very few. He was also searching, but he had
a big ego.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a big ego. So
and he was discredited. But the deal is there are still some points of his stuff that gets people thinking in novel ways and gets sense of there might be something else out there until you, you know, find out that one little major red flag.
Right.
Red herring.
That's true. And I have done many of the things that, you know, that he talked about in those books. So I know they're possible, mm-hmm. and, you know, some of them are even ordinary for me now. So, and then the church, you know, I discovered that the history of the Christian church was such that it was, in its early days, just like the Islamic radical movement is today. You know, they just went around. They had suicide groups, they started fights, they, you know, they took over, they insisted that people live a certain way, that just all kinds of stuff.
The
and
Crusades.
That a lot of that lying and corruption, you know, had carried on through the years. And so that was a huge shock, you know, because mm-hmm. I was raised Catholic and I just could not, it was like, oh my gosh, okay.
There's a skeleton.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Well, that's the thing. When you get into this and you start realizing all around us, mm-hmm. reality is being created. And I'm going to bring that back. I had this little thing about blackberries. We were talking about it yesterday out on the walk with the dogs. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I really need to get more blackberries. And why haven't I made a blackberry cobbler recently? So this morning as we're doing this show and we're talking, I see this ad for a cosmetic. And the underlying thing is, oh, there's blackberries in this cosmetic. I'm going, whoa, now.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Now, was it there all along or did it just happen this morning?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's because whatever you think, whatever passes through you in terms of thought, which is a frequency or set of frequencies, you end up bringing that to you. The law at the physical level is opposites, you know, attract, and the law at the spiritual level or the higher frequency levels, what we call nano, is that similarities attract. So,
well, and that's what is so, I mean, if it's that subtle, and something then shifts that easily. How powerful with all of our other thoughts when we're actually intending them and having maybe a subtext that we don't know about that then repels it or brings it into a negative format rather than a positive.
Yes. I have my students take a day, you know, that they have to have some kind of thing, whatever it is. It could be a pink Cadillac. It could be blueberries or blackberries. And they have to focus on that, and they have to see how many times they can bring that into their experience. And when they come back for the next class, they're all stunned. You know, like, OMG, it just kept showing up. I had to turn it off.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're going to run out of time here. I think I've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. But overview of all the stuff that you're working on now, where would you point somebody who's just getting into this and wants to know more and working in their own life to make a shift for an upgrade?
I would point them into themselves to start. I would say, you know, you have to know who you are. I would say that you have to do some reading and you have to find some teachers. It doesn't matter whether the teachers are good or bad. The bad teachers you will learn to recognize, and the good teachers you will be more grateful for. And just start. It's a slow process. You know, people are more afraid of their own power than they are of anything else. And so it's a scary, fascinating journey that you can't stop. It just, once you get a taste of your own truth, it's just, it's an amazing kind of beauty that comes out through you. You end up becoming a fountain of love, and that really is the goal. Love is an energy that moves through you. It's an attractive energy, and it's filled with compassion and humor and, you know, all kinds of good things. And once you turn that fountain on, you will not be able to turn it off. And not without half killing yourself and maybe even, you know, dying. So, you know, just start. Just start. Find good teachers. Find good books. You know, find somebody that you can talk about it with and kind of is your partner as you walk through that forest of confusion in the beginning.
I have a question.
You'll be different. You'll be different.
Did the little men in brown robes have a sense of humor?
They didn't really have what I would call a sense of humor. They had this amazing, you know, equanimity in which they, you know, they would talk about these really, the things that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it started with the Trade Center. I saw that going down and all the stuff that was going to happen with our politicians. And they were so businesslike and so cheery. And I was like, what's the matter with you? You know, why aren't you upset? They never got upset.
Okay.
It was just something to deal with.
So basically, Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Galaxy, the recommendation right now, if you're listening and you're living your life and things are going all sorts of flotsam, jetsam, upside down. Thank you, Penny Kelly. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
The word is don't panic. Does that work?
That's right.
Okay. Don't panic. All right.
Yeah.
So you can check out Penny Kelly's information. She's got all sorts of stuff. The books you can get started with, Amazon.com, Consciousness and Energy Volume 1. They're like potato chips. Once you get started, you have to get another one. Hey, you, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. If you miss any of the show, you can check it out, the podcast. And, you know, this is stuff. This is happening right now. And you are in charge, no matter what you think. WendysCoffeeHouse.com. See ya.